Good morning, everybody. This is Petey Pete, and you are listening to WGXC 90.7. And I am here with Donna Christensen from Hearthstone Care, where they provide services and supervise care for elders with disabilities like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, depression, things that in some way or another have probably affected everybody, either themselves or in their family, and I think it's very important. And I wanted to bring in Donna, first of all, because a bit ago I met her at a party, and when we had talked, and actuality, didn't we both come from Dallesville?
We both lived in Dallesville for a bit of time, yes. I live there, you're from there.
Yes, yes, which is kind of weird. It's a small world because that's a very small town. A textile town, the shoes, I forget what was
it's a very nice town. The Dallesville Mill is there. It was the factory for the green slippers, the green shoe company.
Yeah, well, what was the name of that? Do you remember the
Daniel
name?
Daniel Green.
Daniel Green, yes.
Those
yes.
fancy slippers that people wore.
Yeah, and I told you my dad did slot a tee out there, which mm-hmm. was in Little Falls, which was right on the
yes.
outskirts. But
beautiful.
We had talked, and you had come here, and you were starting on... trying to, I guess you guys were going through some logistical problems or dealing with trying to get this going, but it's off the ground now, and it's Hearthstone Care, and you provide services of supervised care for elders with disabilities like Alzheimer's, yep. dementia, Parkinson's, depression, which I think is a great thing. I previously have had a guest on here, and we had talked about elder abuse. And so I've been kind of keeping on that vein of elder care because it's such an important part. I mean, we are all born and we all grow old eventually. And it's really nice to have these facilities. Specifically, I was reading into what you guys are about, and there are a lot of things that are unique and I think are very caring and very holistic that you are offering. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it, and we can start
sure.
with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Pete, there are families out there that are struggling to take care of each other mm-hmm. as their parents grow older and they make the choice to care for them at their own home. There's a couple of choices. One is to have home health care aides, and that helps them, which is lovely. But also they need socialization. And so what we decided to do is to help them with taking care of their elder loved ones, their parents, by offering a full-day program of socialization, meaningful activities, being together with each other in a beautiful facility. And it allows us to be part of the solution that families have in taking care of their loved ones. We offer respite for the caregiver. They have the opportunity to go and fulfill their dreams, their needs, go to work, leave the house, and know that their families are being cared for during the day.
I think too, I mean, when you get involved, I know I've had medical issues before. I had a head injury, and I know that with my family being there, my mother specifically being there for 2 months out of state with me, having a connection with that in recovery, or be it that you're growing old or what ailment you might be suffering from, that is so essential in recovery. I think that when you involve that, when you have the one-on-one interaction that you guys do offer to have. But go ahead.
Adult daycare helps people with depression as they're able to interact with other people, and they can learn and grow to continue in joining up with the world and using their talents and their gifts to provide for others and to get enriched and have a little bit of a life for themselves, as opposed to being at home, maybe mm-hmm. just watching TV.
Right, right. What are some of the things, the activities that you guys do? I know that you guys, this is a beginning of the organization, your company, or the facility, the services. What are some activities that you guys do interact with? Do you have some set plans as of now?
We have a lovely building. It's very large. It was renovated specifically for an adult daycare in mind. We have several rooms, a library for reading, topic discussion. Maybe we're going to listen to podcasts and talk about the news. But it's also a quiet place to go away from the group. There's also group activities, trivia, games, group games. I'd like to have presentations from the community, people that are willing to come in and volunteer their time to tell about themselves or something that they're expert knowledge in. And we have lots of opportunities for crafts, art. We have a dining facility, which is, we have smart TVs in there, so we have media, and maybe we can watch travel shows.
Wow, that is so neat. I mean, to have all those things that are offered. I just want to, when I used to live in Chicago, we would, at Christmas time, me and my brother would go to different senior citizens' homes, and we would go to the Monsignor's sister's place, retirement home, and it had Christmas trees and all these beautiful things going on for Christmas. And then we'd go to the south side of Chicago, and I would visit somebody, and I'd have to go down a dark hallway to somebody that was by themselves in their bedroom. And it seems as though the facility that you guys are offering has a lot of activities and things that are so beneficial. I mean, just what you just said is more than I have going in my life at my place at this point. So, yeah, that sounds like there's a lot of detail in that. Didn't you say there was 6,000 square feet?
6,000 square feet. And one of the things I wanted to say was that we're going to be allowing the people to explore their gifts and their interests and their talents. So when we meet them, we want to find out what did they do, who they are, what things did they like to do, and then find those resources so that when they come, it's a home. It's not an institutional setting. We have beautiful furniture. It's comfortable. We have a little fireplace. And we want people to just have it be an extension of their home with other people around them that have shared interests and different people from the community coming in. You mentioned visiting your facility when you were in Chicago. Well, we hope that people will come to our place and share what they know. Share art. We're hoping to get a grant to do an art program there on a regular basis. And just have it be a place for socialization and openness and learning and growth. You're never too old to stop learning or growing. People are always wanting to reach out to each other, older people reaching out to each other, helping each other, bringing each other along. It's a very touching experience. But we also have some other space in the building that we'd like to utilize as well. And that would be for community projects. If somebody wants to use the space to do something of dance or movement.
You mean the people that are staying there or have people from the outside that space would be available for people from the outside to come in?
Yes. We are a facility that has multiple use. So once we get the adult daycare in place, we'd like to invite children to have
you had mentioned that before, that I mean, because I had noticed that it was adults and children, and you had mentioned that at this point, which is a great idea, because having the children involved with the elderly is such a beneficial thing that brings in life, that brings in also wisdom for the children, but it just brings a symbiotic connection that is very healthy between the two. And you said at this point you guys are kind of structured toward the adults, but in the long run, what you're looking to do perhaps is be more involved with the children to kind of bring them together. Is that correct?
Yes, it's called an intergenerational program.
And excuse me, I'm sorry. And I think I read in here that was unique to this area. You were trying to, that it was different, that Columbia and Greene County?
Yes, I think everybody agrees and knows that there's great benefits for bringing elders and youngsters together. There's mentorship opportunities. It helps to bring joy and life to the elders, but it also gives a lot to the children in that they become acquainted and comfortable around people that have maybe walking aids or, you know, just a totally different way about them. We've segregated age groups in our society somewhat, so having a program that brings the elders and the youngsters together is really something that's important to me.
Yes.
And I'm hopeful that Hearthstone Care will be able to facilitate that goal in the future, whether it be a visiting program, whether we have children coming to work with their parents. Just let's have children and elders together. And we already started that. And we have an area set up for a play area, And we hope to have an activity set up for the elders and the youngsters to get together on a regular basis, not just coming to a nursing home and singing a song, but to, you know, be an integral part. They are two different programs. The adult daycare is specifically geared for people who are elderly, who need supervision.
Perhaps, like you said, for Alzheimer's, depression, right. Parkinson's, and
yes.
so forth. Okay, and then the children?
And the child care would be a different program, whether it's after school, whether it's a summer camp. But we're just still working on a way to find the right niche in the community for children and what the needs are. What would they like? But for now, we're focusing on having a meaningful activity set up for elders in the day program.
And just to touch briefly back on what you were saying about the children and the elderly, I've had conversations on that before where I think that our generation has so many ways slighted the elderly, and so many different cultures do totally respect the elderly. And in some senses, I think our generation has kind of slighted the elderly in a lot of respect. And it's kind of neat that you guys have the initiative to bring the elderly, the older population, and the younger kids together, because it is very meaningful, and not only for recovery senses or for, you know, helping out with the problems you might be dealing with, but also for giving to each other. I know that you can benefit so much from, the children can, from being with the older people, that they can be taught so many things. And then, like you said, dealing with somebody that's using a walking aid or might be dealing with problems, it's something that they can learn from and can really help them along. I think that is a good thing to have, I think, in the community.
So, that's part of it, yes. Children are a part of it, animals, connection to the earth. These are all things that will help fight boredom, loneliness in elders, and that's what we hope to have, visiting programs, pet therapy. We have, I'd like to explain a little bit about the program.
Yeah, why don't you go there? Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. So our goals are to serve the frail elders in our community. So we're going to be providing activities for them, life enrichment, and most of all, safekeeping. It's really important that if you are having bouts of Alzheimer's episodes or you have dementia, that you're going to be in a place that's safe, that there are caring people around you that will help you, redirect you, and that's important for any kind of center, for children or adults. Safety is first. This allows the caregiver who's taking care of their parent at home a chance to move around, do something else, take care of themselves a little bit. So we have a full-day program, half-day program, 1-2, whatever amount of need you have, for which we have person-centered activities, and our program has transportation is available and meals. So all the things that you would need in a day, we would like to find out what they are and we can provide them for you.
Now, you had to mention, I thought it was quite interesting, the pet therapy.
Pet therapy. Yeah, we have a dog that comes by and...
What's the dog's name?
I don't know, I forget.
What kind of dog is it? Do you know that?
Yeah, it's a Ridgeback, and he's going through pet therapy school, and he came by once
really?
To meet us. He's gigantic, like a Great Dane.
He went to pet therapy school, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Nice. I think that's such a cool thing to have interaction like that, too. There's so, I don't know, I'm beaming now because I think that's so many good things that you guys are...
It's good times. We have music, lots of really interesting music going on, dance, art activities. Right now we're painting a 6-foot wooden statue of an angel, and
wow.
We're going to reproduce it with real feathers and glitter. And it's an ongoing project, so it's not just token art and crafts.
Right.
We are actually doing group projects, things that just are fun, sound like fun, things people want to do at home. We're doing them there.
So it is beneficial in that sense that they can, if you have a person that needs to be taken care of or that you want to feel is secure, if you leave them, you can drop them off, and it's a program that they can go for a half day or a full day, correct?
Yes.
And I guess we needed to also get into the history of how this all started and who
sure.
got this going.
Well, our operations manager, Vitaly Bobkov, he is a businessman in the community, and he was working to find a business that would be something that was needed, a service, more or less, in Greene County. Well, he found that the senior population was so underserved, and led him to additional information and coordination with the Department of Aging. And they talked about an adult daycare being a great need in the community. So he developed a business model for an adult daycare. And that was, about half a year ago or so.
Okay.
It's a newly renovated building. We're located on Route 23A. So if you're going toward Palinville, it's right before Story Farms, which is a pretty well-known farm stand.
Yes, it is.
And so the building is 6,000 square feet. It's specially designed for that. I came along. I'm the program coordinator. I was an early childhood educator, a Navy wife, a hearth keeper, a mother. I have experience in human services, and I'm also an Eden Alternative. Have you ever heard of the Eden Alternative?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't. What is that about?
It's a culture change movement that was founded by Dr. Bill Thomas out in the Ithaca area, Rochester.
Oh, okay.
And it's a reform to bring elders out of a medical facility like a nursing home,
right,
into a home life environment that
right.
provides growth and enhancement and, you know, connection to life and children and animals. So I ended up getting some training with them, and that's how I became inspired to work with the elderly, to move from the children for 30 years being a preschool teacher, and then to work with the elders, and worked a little bit in a nursing home and realized, you know, how desperate some of the people are there and how underserved they are with socialization and just their basic human needs. They're taken care of, they're kept well, but their hearts are broken. So people need people.
Yes, that is very well put. I think that human interaction and contact is such a powerful thing to give to anybody that is, as you said, either heartbroken or going through some type of disability. It totally outdoes any type of medication in a lot of respects, I think. I mean, I'm not slighting on medication at all, but
yeah.
I'm just saying that the contact of a human or the love of a human or a touch of a human is a very, very powerful thing. And it really sounds like you guys have really offered a lot to that, and for that, I'm
just
very
an example
thankful.
Of that, Pete. Just yesterday, we have a new employee, and she's a home health. Actually, she is a certified nurse's assistant. Lovely girl. Her name is Sam.
Okay.
And she brings her little toddler to work with her. One, it's a great way for her to be with her child and mm-hmm. to avoid childcare. But it also is an asset for us because it's the very start of our intergenerational program. And we have a participant who has pretty late stages in dementia. And she sometimes in the afternoon gets very rattled and disoriented. And mm-hmm. and we have to, you know, work really hard to keep her focused and happy and, you know, try to see some of the anxiety. Well, when the little girl came, she just watched her for an hour. She was just mesmerized. Mm-hmm. And it brought such calmness to the participant who normally suffers and gets very rattled at that time of day.
Right.
And just the presence of the child in the room, just passing out a ball and giving things, you know, having just some gentle interaction was just so beautiful to see because it was soothing for the participant and the little girl was having so much fun. And that's just a little bit of a taste of what I was talking about with the intergenerational.
That's what I mean. I mean, that's the beauty of it. That's what you guys offer. It seems as though you guys do have a lot of heart in that. And can you discuss some more people that are in it? Or
sure. So Sam just came on board last week. And as I said, she's a nurse's assistant. So I want to say we're a social program. This is not a medical program. There's two models for adult daycare. And one is where you have health activities such as physical therapy and different therapies, and ours is more of just being people being together and enjoying each other's company and taking part in activities.
Right.
But Sam is a nurse's assistant, and that is important because she has a lot of experience in her background with dementia, Alzheimer's, TBI, Parkinson's diseases, and those are probably going to be the type of illnesses that people are going to bring with them to us. Elderly people do suffer from that, and that is what's going to keep them from being able to be safely left at home. So in providing the supervision, it's good to have someone who has real specific background in those diseases.
Yep. And who else? You said the owner's name again?
He's Vitaly Bobkov, and he's professional in technology, construction, hospitality, and the food industry. He's constantly working on improvements and new ideas. He's very vivacious and intelligent man who is leading the way to bring this type of program to our community.
Right. And was his wife, did I see a picture of his wife, or is he married, or I didn't see that?
No, didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Is there anybody else there besides?
Donna Kraft is our program director, but she's not on site. She actually founded In Flight, which is a program for developmentally disabled adults. So she has a background in forming a program and providing services to those in need with the proper channels. And so she got us started, but she has a very busy life of her own with several jobs. So she's more of a consultant at this point.
Okay.
But she's very talented as well. And we have several people coming in, applying for jobs and leaving resumes with us. It's very encouraging to see the compassion in the people that are coming forth, saying they've loved working with their older people, and they have so much to offer, and they're in it for that reason.
Right.
Which is really lovely to see people, especially young people, really wanting to serve the elderly. We have such a need for, actually, with the baby boomers' growth, there's just not going to be enough people to take care of everybody someday.
This is true.
So I kind of feel like I'm helping to get something started that is going to be good for our generation, too, because we're way behind.
Well, you are. You are. And what are some of the goals then? I know we've gone over some stuff, but if you could kind of reiterate where you or they are trying to take this and what you want to be able to achieve.
Well, we have the room and for occupancy of about 20 or more, up to 40 for the whole building. So we're going to have a full room. Well, we have 5 rooms. We're going to have a full flow of people moving through the program, kind of like the way a child care center is with the centers. You have your science and math and different areas. It's not going to be let's all do this now and let's all do that now. So there's a pretty beautiful and intense study area. I'd like to teach computer. I'd like to just help people learn the basics of social media and sending emails, because computers, as we know, are pretty complicated, and I think the elders fall short. Knowing how to get on and touch base with your family members and friends is going to just give them the big connection to the world that I think is missing. So if they we have laptops and tablets, everything set up to help people learn how to use those things, as well as games.
Arts and crafts, you said
we have a pretty big, strong art program, and games, board games, trivia, Yahtzee, cards, all kinds of things. Hangman, we've got smart boards and old-fashioned chalkboards, and we have movement. We have some exercise programs, chair exercises, chair yoga, the ability to go outside. We have a beautiful backyard that's totally fenced in, very safe, and it's covered. We spent a good part of the summer out there just enjoying nature and the fresh air, and we plan to keep going outside even if it's cold. We just raked all the leaves up, and pretty soon we'll be making snowmen.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so it's really nice outside. And we've got a little fireplace and just a cozy room to eat in every day. We have the senior nutrition program delivering meals.
What's that about? Can you give any specifics on that?
It's part of the Department for Aging, and these meals are prepared in Athens, I believe.
Okay.
And they are delivered via volunteers to various programs as well as individual homes.
Okay.
It's called the Senior Nutrition Program.
Where they just have a viable diet set up for the seniors according to what, okay.
Yes, and they have a wonderful menu. It's delicious food, and so we call in the order, they deliver it, we have lunch, and that's, but we also serve coffee and have snacks and goodies during the day.
Okay. And so you have a multitude of activities that you offer, as well as vital nutrition, and you are also affiliated with the children and with animals, which is also a beneficial thing to have. The people that work there definitely have their credentials going on. Everybody that you've mentioned and their background is quite outstanding in itself. And you guys are starting up. This is a beginning program. This is a very good outlook to be able to help the senior citizens or elders, as well as the children, people with disabilities, giving them a one-on-one contact, socialization, not leaving them behind, but actually getting them involved with the community or their surrounding area, which I think all of those things are beautiful things to offer people in need of stuff like that. And I commend you for that. That's a great thing to offer.
We have two more rooms I just wanted to tell about
real
quick.
Sure, go ahead.
We have space to partner up with other geriatric professionals to host personal services geared for elders or holistic healing, physical therapy, podiatry, psychiatry. We'd like to use the space, we have an office, that maybe could be used for a health professional to offer their services to our people.
Okay.
Because, and we also have a store, which is an elder thrift store, with basically it's more going to be like a lending locker. We have accepted donations like walkers, shower chairs, things like that,
that
we can lend out to people, or if they want to buy them for highly discounted prices.
Wow.
But, personal products like pads and diapers and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a big, huge space to store this stuff. So if anyone out there has items that they wish to donate that they have no more use for, such as walkers, canes, rollers, pads, things like that, we will take them, we will store them, and we will find use for them in the community.
That is such a great thing, too. That is a great offering that you guys offer and for that. But I also wanted to get to this Friday, you're having a ribbon cutting ceremony, if I'm not mistaken, with the Greene County Chamber of Commerce, correct? Yes.
Yes.
And that is this Friday, the 18th. So do you want to say
a
little specifics on that?
Yeah, well, we're fully open, and we have been for a while. We're growing slowly, and we really would like to invite people in the community and organizations and friends to come to our space and see for yourself. It's awfully nice to have a great flyer or the perfect thing to say in an email or on a radio show, but you really have to come in to see this place because it's just beautiful. I mean, we have an old-fashioned piano and my grandmother's embroidery that she made of a big old house, and it's just cozy and comfortable and big, and beautiful bathrooms that Vitaly built. And so anyway,
No, that's fine. I'd like to hear all those aspects of it because I think that paints a picture of what you guys offer, and you don't get that in a lot of places. And not only, I mean, sure, there's the out exterior of it, mentioning these different things, but also I think the more important thing is what you offer as far as the credentials of the people and what they're giving. That's even more important than the fireplace, but the one-on-one contact and mm-hmm. the nutritional and the activities and the interaction with the animals and the kids, and to have what you just mentioned on top of that, that's
right.
And you topping on the cake. I think that's a beautiful thing.
And so we invite everyone to come to our special celebration, which is this Friday between 4 and 6 p.m., November 18th. And we're having a ribbon-cutting ceremony sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce.
I want to stop you for one second so we can give it the address. If I'm correct, it's 1187 Route 23A in Catskill. That's 1187 Route 23A in Catskill, which after we get done with this program, I'm going to have you post on our website the information of the ribbon cutting so our listeners can all check that out. If they didn't get this on hand now, they can visit us on the WGXC website, mm-hmm. but we will also get that on our community events too. But go ahead.
So there'll be friends and loved ones and participants and their families and children. There'll be community officials coming. There'll be lots of fun. We're going to have wings, delicious wings from B&B Lounge, and wine from Wyndham Winery, and just come together to get this thing rolling and everyone see for themselves how lovely it's going to be.
Okay, yes. So we have the event coming up. And once again, I've been talking to Donna Christensen, and we have been talking about Hearthstone Care Home, which provides services of supervised care for elders and with disabilities like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, depression. And we talked about what is offered there, the beautiful surroundings and the nice people and the skills that they offer to the elderly and the one-on-one contact between people that is so essential for somebody that's getting older, that's dealing with problems. But we will be posting that, like I said, on the WGXC website for the events. If you are interested in showing up to that, the address will be on there. And I really appreciate you showing up. I really appreciate you getting the word out to the community. I think it's vital. This is just another proof of a great business or services that we offer here in the Greene County that I wanted the people to know. So thank you, Donna. I appreciate you showing up here. Is there anything else you needed to say?
I'd like to read a little poem.
Oh, yes, please. This will be a great way to end this. Okay. So please read the
Thank
poem
you.
To us.
This poem just shows to me the compassion between people. And it is by our beloved Shel Silverstein.
Oh, yes. I've played Shel on my program many, many a time.
Somebody just recently told me this poem, and I just love it. It's called The Little Boy and the Old Man. Said the little boy, "Sometimes I drop my spoon." Said the old man, "I do that too." The little boy whispered, "I wet my pants." "I do that too," laughed the little old man. Said the little boy, "I often cry." And the old man nodded, "So do I." "But worst of all," said the boy, "it seems grown-ups don't pay any attention to me." And he felt the warmth of a wrinkled old hand. "I know what you mean," said the little old man.
That's beautiful. I guess that just, to me, says we're all in this together.
We are.
And Donna, thank you for being here. We're going to get that on the website, and we're going to play a little bit more music. We're coming up with some news, but thank you once again,
Thank
Donna.
You very much, Pete. Have a great day.
Yep, we'll be right back.